Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
My name is Kimberly Cummins, MA graduate of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. The Seventh-day Adventist Church has roots dating back to the early 19th century, and in May this year, we'll celebrate its official 161st anniversary. The Adventist Church is currently active in more than 200 countries and operates the largest Protestant network of schools and hospitals worldwide, with a membership of over 22 million. This is a massive increase compared to 73 years ago, when that number stood at around 718,000, with over 2,100 adherents worshiping each Sabbath in the 14 Adventist churches across Barbados. On this day, April 15, 1951, Mr. James F. Brathwaite wrote a column in the Barbados Advocate newspaper praising not just the religious work undertaken by the Adventist Church, but also their medical, educational, welfare, and publishing programs. For instance, in education, the Adventist Church operated 3 elementary schools in Barbados. Their students were given the opportunity to go to Trinidad for advanced work at the Caribbean Training College while they prepared for their British external examinations, or in theology, teaching, and business. Students also worked in one of the following industries: print shop, broom shop, bakery, laundry, and woodwork shop. This was part of the church's mandate of teaching students the dignity of labor. To underscore this point, Mr. Brathwaite highlighted a particular young man who traveled from Bridgetown to the Caribbean Training College with just 5 shillings in his pocket, and he worked for all his expenses at college. In 1951, over 20 members served as gospel salesmen, selling Adventist books and magazines dealing with the events which were taking place in the world. As it related to medical programs, the Adventist Church operated 161 medical institutions in various countries. In the Caribbean, for example, one hospital was located in Kingston, Jamaica, while in Port of Spain, Trinidad, an outpatient clinic was established around 1949, and in just 3 short years had cared for thousands of Trinidadians. In fact, in 1950 alone, over 12,000 patients reportedly received care. The church also produced a radio program called The Voice of Prophecy, which was broadcast over Radio Fusion here at 7:30 every Sunday morning. This was part of their worldwide effort at evangelizing and was released on 750 stations and was heard in a plethora of languages in various countries. The Adventist Church's ever-increasing program of welfare work during the preceding 4-year period saw over 14 million people receive help. This came as a result of 1,750 tons of clothing and relief packages sent into 41 countries from the church's warehouses. The outstanding work carried out by the Adventist Church worldwide and over the course of nearly 50 years of service to the island was the crux of a column written by Mr. James F. Brathwaite and published in the Barbados Advocate newspaper on this day, April 15, 1951.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.